good afternoon.
Stefan, do you think that play means anything next week? Is there any momentum you get from the way that game ended on Sunday?
I would say possibly, you know, more so going in the right direction. You know, winning is always a plus. But as far as, like, having a new week and a new opportunity is more so the more important thing that we wanted. You know, we get another week to put some things together, prepare, and go out there and try to get another win. So, you know, moving in the right direction, yes. I guess you get a momentum for that, but, you know, it's not too much.
What's it been like the past couple of days with the euphoria and you being on every highlight show in America and everyone talking about you and just all that kind of stuff?
It's just been a day-to-day thing. You know, I had a conversation with my mom about it. That was the most important conversation. Some of my little brothers, and that's all that really mattered to me. I didn't really care about too much other than, you know, happy to, you know, be in a position to get a W for my teammates, you know, for the fans that were there supporting, you know, everybody that was, you know, stuck around. And, you know, we get another opportunity.
What'd your mom kind of say about handling, you know, all this?
She was funny. She said she almost had a heart attack and stuff, so it was kind of cool, but, you know, she's okay, though.
Did she say, kind of give you advice to leave it behind or anything like that?
No, my mom doesn't give me advice as far as, like, football stuff. She just kind of, like, is a mom, so.
Stephen, was there a point this year where you said, when Case came in, where you said, we're going to be fine just by what he was doing on the field?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they say he was going to be a quarterback, you know, I felt like we were going to be fine. It didn't really matter. I didn't have like a time period, like week six or week seven, like we'll be fine. Like, nah. Since day one, you know, I had all the belief in him. I felt like he could get the job done. He prepared the right way. He does things the right way. So, I had all the confidence in him. Wasn't worried.
Did it grow though as it went on? Were there games where you said?
Nah, I mean, I've been with him for a while, you know, OTAs and mini camp, training camp, so I've seen him make plenty of throws. I've seen him be a good quarterback, so it wasn't no surprise to me for him to have success. I'm more surprised for everybody else because they didn't never see him.
He seems like a laid-back guy. How do you think his personality has carried over?
He has his time. You know, he has that quarterback mindset where he's focused day in and day out, but, you know, when it's time to, you know, get a little bit excited and that, he'll show that emotion, and that definitely will get you going as far as, like, as playing a receiver. You know, you like that, so he does a good job with that. More so, you know, he started me in football, so he played a huge part in what's going on now. So, that's the biggest thing, you know, kind of like trying to thank him, you know, prior to the game, him and God, and kind of keep that thing going. That's all.
Stephon, you're a major recruit in high school and then to go in the fifth round in the draft. I mean, did you envision always kind of getting to this point, not just the play, but the production that you've been able to kind of put together here?
Yeah, high school was a real, real long time ago. You know, that's a whole different process. But as far as, like, when I going into the combine and stuff like that, you know, I had 100% confidence in myself. But I had a lot of, you know, support along the way. I had some great coaches. You know, I had some great teammates, you know, that pushed me in the right direction. So I'll never take all the credit, especially because, you know, I got put in a position by some good people.
Do you have any favorite social media posts that came your way and people are talking about having babies after you?
Nah, not really. You know, it's take everything with a grain of salt. You know, it's been fun, but I want to get a win this week. It's real important to me, you know, and we got another opportunity.
How many messages have you gotten on your phone or whatever, and anybody notable reached out to you?
Nah, not really. Not too many.
You talk about the fact that when you're an old man, they're still going to be showing this play?
Nah, I haven't. I'm pretty young right now. I'm starting to feel old, but, I mean, one day it'll all come full circle, but hopefully I can show it to my grandkids one day.
Do you think there's some benefit to that play in this game and just reminding guys that you can win this all the way up until the very last second?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where I would say, you know, it's like a storybook ending. You know, 9 times out of 10, it never happens that way. You know, the clock runs out, defense plays, you know, plays good ball. No mistakes happen, you know. But for us, you know, we never gave up, you know. Like I said, it's kind of storybook, and things don't ever happen that way. But, you know, kind of like Coach Jim said, the good guys won.
When you look at the way the Eagles tend to have a lot of guys near the line of scrimmage, do you see that as an opportunity for you guys to maybe hit some things downfield?
Every week is always an opportunity to hit some things. You know, you kind of want to go in with the mindset that good things are supposed to happen when they're supposed to. You know, you got to trust your coaches and trust the guys around you. So I always think we have a chance.
Hey, what do you kind of remember about that game in Philly last year? You know, the field, the atmosphere, and all that?
I mean, I feel like we didn't execute the best way we could, you know, especially personally. And I feel like we all could have played better, especially myself. So moving forward, I'm looking forward to the task at hand. As far as like the field conditions, it's not really a worry of mine. Our coach tells us to check our cleats before the game, and you better be ready to go.
Is it good having Ben in that atmosphere?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because if you never played in the stadium, maybe it'll be a bit of a shock. But it also is the NFC Championship, so it's going to be a little bit louder than it was in the regular season. But it's definitely going to be another challenge for us, and I know my guys are looking forward to it.